Here's the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 11th of December, 2013. It's the birthday of Grace Paley, New York City, 1922, daughter of Ukrainian Jews, settled in the Bronx, raised her own family in Greenwich Village, grew up speaking Russian, Yiddish, and English. She was fascinated by the New Yorkers she met in the parks and playgrounds and streets of her neighborhood, realized they had no place in the literature of the day, and so she wrote stories about them, 11 short stories in her first book, The Little Disturbances of Man. When someone would tell Grace Paley that they loved one of her stories, she would say, "What's wrong with the rest?" It's the birthday of the writer who said, "To write a poem, you must first create a pen that will write what you want to say. For better or worse, this is the work of a lifetime." Jim Harrison, born in Grayling, Michigan, 1937, had two accidents that changed his life. When he was 7, he was playing with a friend, and she accidentally cut him across the face, and he lost an eye, which set him apart from other kids, and he started spending more time in the woods. And then when he was in his 30s, he hurt his back hunting, had to spend months in bed, and started writing a novel, Wolf, a False Memoir. His first big success was Legends of the Fall, 1979, 3 novellas in one book. His latest collection of poems called Songs of Unreason, and a collection of his novellas, Brown Dog, will be coming out this month. And it's the birthday of the writer Thomas McGuane in Wyandotte, Michigan, 1939, author of The Sporting Club, other novels, short stories, books of nonfiction. Most recent novel is Driving on the Rim. Lives on a ranch in Montana, raises cutting horses, cattle. Thomas McGuane, who said, "Literature can carry the consciousness of human times and social life better than anyone else. Look at the movies of the 20s. Watch the Murrow broadcasts. You can't recognize any of the people. Now, read Fitzgerald, and that's it. That's the truth of the time. Somebody has to be committed to the idea of truth." Here's a poem for today by Jim Harrison, Cold Wind. I like those old movies where tires and wheels run backwards on horse-drawn carriages pursued by Indians, or Model A's driven by thugs leaning out windows with Tommy guns ablaze. Of late, I feel a cold blue wind through my life and need to go backwards myself to the outback I once knew so well, where there were too many mosquitoes, black flies, curious bears, flowering berry trees of sugar plum and chokeberry, and where sodden and hot with salty sweat, I'd slide into a cold river and drift along until I floated against a warm sandbar, thinking of driving again the gravel back roads of America at 35 miles per hour in order to see the ditches and gullies, the birds in the fields, the mountains and rivers, the skies that hold our 10,000 generations of mothers in the clouds, waiting for us to fall back into their arms again." Cold Wind by Jim Harrison from his collection In Search of Small Gods, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. And by Lumosity. Lumosity.com's daily online workouts are designed to improve memory and attention and are dedicated to helping people feel sharper, think faster, and remember more. More at Lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.